Hello.
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. I'm reaching out to you in regards to Malik case.
Yes.
Because in this case we sent you the request to fill out some time sheets, so we need to receive them today in order for them to be processed. Okay?
Yeah, they was submitted. You should look and see them. I was trying to confirm if Chad was on board yet. He should be Malik's caregiver now, because
Okay.
he got hired on September 9th. So his paperwork should be already in, where he could be getting paid and working for Malik.
Okay, I understand. All right. Oh, but in that case, let me tell you that there are a few days last week when we declocking from you, not from chat. From last week.
Okay, so you need me to put it in instead of Chad.
No, but I mean, there are some clockings from you last week, and also one on Monday, a few days ago from you.
Right. No, that I was using we I gave all my information over to Chad.
Oh, but in that case, it cannot be the club. I mean, what happens is that if he clocks in with your information, the payments will go over you. And for those days that we receive the timesheets, we can correct them. But for the other days that have been already completed, they cannot be correct because we already have the clocking from you as the caregiver of those visits.
All right, so what's Chad clocking information?
Oh, let me double check that and I will send that directly to chat. But please don't use your clocking information because if that happens, the system will automatically assign the visits to you, not to chat. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Just send over the admin number and the caller, the number he's supposed to put in when he call.
Absolutely,
'Cause mine is
I
one
will.
two six 060.
Oh, so you clunk in via phone call, right? With the landline, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. Let me double check that and I will send that to chat, okay?
All right.
In that case, thank you for answering and letting me know. Have a great day, okay?
All right.
Bye bye.